Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. Good vibes at the Funky Buddha tap room at the Amerant Bank Arena yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I imagine there will be this weekend as well. Panthers and Lightning will lace them up. Panthers, your Atlantic Division champion.
Yes, sir.
Here's what we have. So, preheat starts tonight at 5:45. Solana will get you ready. Tommy Tig, and then you'll have Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call tonight from Philadelphia, and we'll get you ready for that in this 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, which will be an abridged version. Will not be a full hour, if you will. Just apropos of nothing, because I got to get the headlines and I want to get some of the other Heat lines. But I just saw a tweet from John Ehrlichman. I follow this guy and it's like fascinating business stuff. How much time do you think it takes to generate? You're, of course, in the retail business now with Crowder Powder. Mm-hmm. How much time do you think it takes to generate $1 billion in revenue? For Walmart? To generate $1 billion in revenue.
Oh, like net? To make
I would say my guess is gross.
Oh, hell, 6 months?
12 hours. Walmart generates $1 billion in revenue every 12 hours.
They make they have $2 billion worth of revenue running through every single day.
Every day.
That's wild.
How about Amazon?
Hell. 14 minutes? Hell, I don't know.
13 hours.
God.
Coca-Cola?
Right around 15 hours.
8 days.
Really?
Yeah, they stink. I mean, they're not going to last. McDonald's?
Oh, 1 day.
14 days.
Okay.
14 days. It's wild, though. Apple, 18 hours. Microsoft, 1 day. $1 billion a day for Microsoft.
Man.
Home Depot every 3 days.
What's the boy's name? Bezos?
Jeff Bezos.
You got his number?
Miami guy.
I need to hang out with him, call him, do something, DM him. I'm going to DM him.
Tell everybody who you ran into in the lobby at the hotel you're at right now in L.A.
He's not generated $1 billion in 12 hours.
I tell you what, he's generated plenty of revenue.
He's not hurting. Hugh Jackson. Walk downstairs to the M Lounge. Going to grab me some of those free Diet Cokes now that I'm a Bonvoy member. And Hugh Jackson sitting there at the window. Talk to him about 5 minutes.
Only Hugh. Remember that song?
I wanted Hugh Jackson to be the OC so bad.
Only Hugh. You want to give us headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour, Solana? And we'll look at some of the player props for the Heat tonight as well.
Sure. Why not? They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Just a little Champions League update. Not that you guys are at all interested, but I know some people are. Bayern Munich defeated Arsenal 1-0, hosted them today, which means they advance to the semifinal on aggregate 3-2. Manchester City and Real Madrid, this game is being played in Manchester. They were tied 3-3 after the first leg. Madrid had a 1-0 lead for most of the game. City tied it up, and they're now in extra time. So they played a full 90 minutes. Kevin De Bruyne tied it up in the 76th minute after an early Rodrigo goal. And now it is 1-1, tied 4-4 on aggregate, 8 minutes into the first extra time half.
What did he say?
No idea. He prefaced it with, I know you guys aren't interested, and then gave us the longest update of any sport, even after the Super Bowl. There were more stats in this game.
So they have two scores, the score and the aggregate score. And I mean, come on, man.
How about this? I'm looking at the Hard Rock app for Stanley Cup winner. What about taking a flyer on the Panthers at plus 750?
Don't scare me with a good time. Let me go on the Hard Rock bet.
The favorite is the Carolina Hurricanes at plus 700. Then the Panthers at plus 750.
I can't use the app
oh,
in
you're
California.
In LA.
Yeah. Damn.
Or Eastern Conference winner, Panthers are plus 375. I like taking a flyer on the Panthers at plus 750 to win the Stanley Cup. This is one of the best hockey rosters that's ever been assembled, people are saying.
They looked great last night.
Yeah, man.
Even though they have Tampa in the first round, Hawk?
I found my guts with the Panthers when Boston was tanking the last couple of games because they didn't want to play Tampa, I don't think. And Paul Maurice was like, bring on anyone. Mm-hmm. We don't care. Like, Paul Maurice was like, I'm not ducking anybody. People should be ducking us.
Yeah.
And I found my guts, man. I'm down with the Panthers. I think they'll roll Tampa. I think if they do, we talk with Zach Gelb in the first segment, I think in the first hour. I think if they do meet up with the Rangers, who are an incredible team, if they meet up with the Rangers in the Eastern Conference Finals, I'll take the Panthers. I think this is a special unit.
And Tampa, we talked with George Richards, we talked to Plagans about it and all, like, they have the lore, like the Patriots used to have that lore of just you're going to play the Lightning. It's the Patriots. I think it's, you know, I think that fear should leave us because I know it left. I know it's not in Tkachuk and Verhage and them boys. Yep. So why do we have the fear still?
This is interesting too, by the way. If you go to specials on the Hard Rock app, you can choose which division will win the Stanley Cup Finals. So a team from which division. And the Atlantic Division is the favorite, but it's still plus 240, which I believe is good odds when you consider Panthers, Bruins, Maple Leafs, and Lightning.
Right.
Lightning are all in the playoffs out of the Atlantic Division. I mean, you have four legitimate contenders there, and you can get it right now at plus 240.
Interesting. Yeah, the only one I think that throws a wrench is the Carolina Hurricanes, right?
Well, no.
We saw this.
They're in the Metropolitan Division.
That's what I'm saying. So if you think the Carolina Hurricanes, who are the favorite to win the Stanley Cup.
Isn't it the Rangers? Aren't the Rangers the favorite?
The Hurricanes are.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Hurricanes are plus 700. Rangers are plus 800.
Hmm. I mean, the Panthers swept them last year, Hawk. To Carolina.
You remember what the Carolina Hurricanes did to the Panthers? Just it was like a month and a half ago. Remember, I came on the air and I went, whoa. Yeah. I didn't realize how good that team was.
Yeah.
That team's good. Anywho.
I woke up sweating thinking of Andre Vasilevsky. So I'm going out on the record that I am still terrified of Vasilevsky. I am.
Right. Last time we saw him, he was a brick wall. But I think on Saturday, if they do end up playing on Saturday against the Lightning, I think the Panthers put up 10 goals.
Yeah. And Doug Plagan told us some real hockey stats about how he's not as
10 goals, Hawk.
I
just like how Crowder agreed with me as if I had said something profound.
He always goes overboard.
Yeah, and another thing.
You know what? Rest the starters in the third period. He always goes overboard. I think I'm like his wife now. I disagree.
Yeah,
and move
forward. That's a good point, Hawk. Another thing.
Me and Lori we're so beat up now. We just
that's like Lori with the every time I go, you know what? There is a little space left on that wall. I think I'm going to put up another TV. Oh, right. Another TV.
You just get beaten.
Yeah. 10 goals. That's my thought. 10 goals on Saturday against Vasilevsky. Great point, Hawk. Also,
well, Doug told us that we're giving Vasilevsky too much damn credit too. Wish I could say his name, but you know what I'm talking about.
Looking at some of the Heat props here for tonight. What about Duncan? Over under 6.5 points. He going to get any PT, Solana?
He should, right? Scary Terry's out.
I think he will. I just don't think he's going to be starting.
I just don't know how healthy he is.
Yeah. No, you don't know. The last time you saw Duncan over a 5-game sample size, he was a shell of the player who started most of the season this year and was averaging over 15 points a game.
It was like 6.5. He can go over that in the first quarter, and also he could score 2 and play 6 minutes.
He could score 0 and legit play 8-9 minutes. He just doesn't have the lift. He's getting torched defensively because his back is hurting, and Spo's not going to play him. You can expect to see a lot of Caleb tonight, a lot of Haywood Highsmith tonight.
Would you like to know the Caleb Martin over-under? I know you're a big Caleb in the playoffs guy. I remember this from last season.
Yeah. I mean, the dude torched the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. I mean, it's not like I'm picking Mario Chalmers to be Finals MVP.
Right. No, I get it. But you're conveniently leaving out what happened against the Nuggets. Man, you are picking and choosing right there, because I remember you betting the Caleb Martin over in the Nuggets series, and in 5 combined games or 6 combined games, I don't think he scored double digits.
He rolled his ankle game 1. I mean, tough to come back from that.
Caleb, over under tonight. You want to guess?
Right around Duncan. 7?
Nah, like 10, 10 and a half.
9.5. How about Jovich?
Nico?
That's the guy.
Yeah. That's interesting, man. I'm really interested to see how quick of a what is a trigger Spo has on Nico today.
Leash,
excuse me. How quick of a leash he has on him. Because remember, I asked Will Mansell this yesterday. Hey, is Nico going to end up starting? And he's like, yeah. And I believe he will too. But it's cute when Nico has a nice game in the regular season. What about now, where the Heat need to win a game? How long are you going to ride Nico Jovich?
But also, does he have the potential? Remember Tyler in his rookie season against the Lakers in the playoffs, or the entire playoffs, where Tyler was just like, yeah, you know what? Let me do what I do.
Yeah.
Like, is it possible that Jovich is like, yeah, let me just show you what I do? Because his over-under is 6.5. He's another one of those guys that can go over in the first half.
But Nico isn't young Tyler. Tyler was baby goat. Nico's just a basketball player.
He's very good, though.
He plays.
Did you guys mention the Tyler Hero props?
Yeah, 19.5. When we talked about it earlier. Yeah.
He got to go over that to win.
He's going to start. I expect Caleb, Tyler to start tonight. Same starting lineup you had to close out the season. Tyler can take as many shots as he wants tonight.
Unless Jimmy wants the ball.
Jimmy needs to do what Zion did yesterday with New Orleans and say, hey, team, get behind me. Here we go.
Zion was going coast to coast.
Zion looked like everything you thought he was going to look like coming out of college.
He really did.
At least for me.
Yep.
Handling the ball, driving. I mean, they didn't know how to defend him. Do you see LeBron take an offensive foul from Zion. LeBron went airborne.
Yeah.
Zion put his shoulder down. LeBron went airborne.
Have you ever seen a wild boar tackle a squirrel?
Yeah, but LeBron's not a squirrel.
Compared to Zion is.
Well, that's the amazing thing.
Zion was at 315 last night.
Stop. Dropped 40 points, man. You saw last
305,
night.
305.
Dale. You saw last night a dominant NBA player.
That was an MVP performance.
That was the guy coming out of Duke. The guy.
And when he does one MVP game, he hurts himself because he's too big.
Well, that was super frustrating for me, and I'm sure Zion himself, because he was pissed, and certainly Pelicans fans, he was balling out. And I think his body was like, yeah, I can't take it. I'm kind of with you on this. Like, yeah. I know, it's just a hamstring. People pull hamstrings all the time. But, man, it's, you know, something's up with him. It's too much with the injuries.
He is big and muscular. But just look at the body styles of the MVP candidates. Go back and look at them. Even the great, the Jordans, the LeBrons, like the body styles of them. LeBron is trimmed up. When he, like, has he gotten NBA, he trims up. You're running too much to be that damn heavy, and something's going to give. His shoe gave in college. His hamstring gave last night.
I think his shoe gave in the NBA. Oh, no, was that in college?
It was.
That was in college when his shoe tore. Like, something's going to give when you have that much weight running up and down that court for an hour.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but to say, like, his body just can't withstand. I mean, he played 70 games this year. He averaged 23 points per game.
Did he play 70 games?
He played 70 games this
year. I didn't realize that. Okay, I take that back.
And the Pelicans were a top five seed for most of the season until the very end. Brandon Ingram went out. And, I mean, you're missing – Brandon Ingram should
I didn't realize he played 70 games. Yeah, he played 70 games, then you can't ask for more than that. From a guy that size who bangs like that, you can't ask for more than that.
And he's playing over 30 minutes a game. It's not like he's playing 22, 23 minutes. They're preserving his body like – the Spurs did with Wemby this year. There's no shame in that, by the way. Dude put up really, really good numbers. Yep. His averages were really good, and he led his team to a top five seed for most of the year until Brandon Ingram got hurt. And last night, I mean, I get what you're saying, Hawk, at this point of the season. And
no, I didn't realize he'd play. I thought this was a constant throughout the season.
No.
But if he played 70 games, then I take it back. Then that was just kind of a freak something.
Played and started 70 games. I mean, he tweaked his hammy yesterday. It happened. Like, that happens. Look at Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. He's probably the most athletic player we've ever seen in the history of the league outside of maybe only LeBron James. And out of nowhere, just walking up the floor, his calf strains. He pulls it.
And I understand injuries happen in sports, but I was actually watching because I was on the plane, so I was watching that late night TNT broadcast with Shaq and Kenny and all those guys and Charles. He loses weight through the season, so they were saying like his stats early in the year were bad, and he starts getting better as the year goes on because he plays basketball to get in shape. They say you need to get in shape to play basketball. Which is funny. Like,
that's interesting. He gets in shape playing basketball, but he should show up at the beginning of the season in shape.
In shape, and that's what the thing is. And we joke about it, or we laugh about it, but it's really his problem is that he doesn't take his regimen and his workouts and his weight and his conditioning. He doesn't take it as serious as the guys that are really going to win MVPs.
There is a little breaking news, Solana. You have the breaking news music? This is regarding the Heat game tonight. Ira Winderman covers the Heat for the Sun Sentinel. He's there in Philadelphia. Nick Nurse says Joel Embiid is still questionable. And then Ira writes, in parentheses, hey, that's what he just said. So I don't think Ira buys it, but Nick Nurse says that Joel Embiid is still questionable.
He's going to drop 35.
In the first half.
I saw a report today that he was going to play, and he practiced fully yesterday. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what Nick Nurse is doing there.
A little gamesmanship. There we go.
Yeah. Little gamesmanship.
It wouldn't shock me if he wasn't 100% healthy. I don't think he is. I mean, he literally had to leave. The last game he played against Orlando, he had to leave because he kind of tweaked his knee on a layup he made, had to run back to the locker room, and came back out, finished the game, but was clearly a different player when that happened. And then he had to miss the regular season finale, a game that the Sixers had to win, by the way. So it doesn't shock me that Joel Embiid's going through it right now.
Oh, yeah, nobody's. There's not one player playing tonight or yesterday that's 100% healthy. But you deal with it, and I think he's going to go out knowing the severity of this game and show out.
That would be my guess.
Does he play – like, does he – historically, Solana, like, does he beat the Heat? Is he one of those guys that just
– Joel?
Yeah, does he – because he's an MVP, but Solana, don't – your mouth at Joel Embiid.
Crowder, Joel Embiid's never been out of the second round. And the last time the Heat played Joel Embiid in a playoff series, ask me how that went. Heat and six, those stupid bums. Go put fake cheese on your cheesesteaks.
Do the Heat.
Well, now wait a second.
Do the Heat defend Joel successfully?
They are going to defend him from every angle tonight.
Nobody defends Joel Embiid successfully. Truthfully, like nobody does.
Yeah, yeah. He's an MVP candidate every year.
I mean, he was the MVP last year, and he had better stats this year before he got hurt. And since
you kind of have to bet the Embiid over, kind of the way that I did Zion yesterday.
Nah, I think you bet the Embiid under.
Really?
Yeah. I think.
What
you,
is it?
I think you bet the Embiid under. Yeah.
Ooh, 29's high.
I know, but I mean.
I'm banking on him not being 100% healthy. And when I saw him in Miami 2 weeks ago, he balled. But in the first half, he had a lot of momentum going his way. And in the second half, he's missing jumpers. He's gassed, dry heaving on the bench, running back and forth. Dry heaving on the bench. He's running back and forth from the locker room to the bench when he's not in the game, getting who knows what shot up into him to make sure he can come back out.
Dry heaving.
How about an Embiid triple-double tonight, plus 1,400?
Stop it.
I won't go that far.
Bam, triple-double, plus 7,500? How about the Lowry over? Kyle Lowry, 5.5.
He tries to prove, because didn't he?
Down a three or two. Yeah, he put up, it was like 12 points over under against the Heat. It was like 7.5 maybe when they played towards the end of the season. We bet the over, and he had like 12 points.
He did.
And we won money when he first got here, and he went back to play the Raptors.
No, when he first got there, I was betting the unders because everybody thought, oh, Kyle Lowry's in town. They don't realize what his game is.
Well, he hit the most points he scored with the Sixers was against the Miami Heat. He had like 16 against the Heat in the first matchup, the very first matchup where they beat Miami. Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid were out in that game, but Kyle Lowry had 16 points, had two big shots in the fourth quarter.
5.5 tonight, Lowry?
Is he playing a lot?
Yeah, he starts.
Is he playing a lot?
He played 30-plus minutes in both of those games.
The Sixers have hit on their first.
Over.
I kind of like the Lowry over tonight. I really do.
What, you like the Lowry revenge game? The Lowry revenge game?
Not even a revenge game, but you know that he wants to show out tonight, and Jimmy wants to show out tonight in Philly. There's no question in my mind. Jimmy's one of these guys, you know, who will, every game's a game or whatever. Like, he would love to put up 40 tonight and send Philly fans home, you know, angry, questioning why they don't have him.
Yeah.
Jimmy over.
Thinking about parlaying, this is a wild, weird parlay for tonight. Parlaying Jimmy Butler over, Kyle Lowry over.
I'm not totally against it. I like the Tyler over too. I'll throw it in there.
I don't know.
You're racist.
I'm a reverse racist.
Tyler has to go off tonight for the Heat to have a chance to win.
I don't think so.
Who's gonna Jimmy drops?
Jimmy, I'm telling you, this has to be the Jimmy game.
So Jimmy drops, let's say 35.
40.
Jimmy drops 40. Yep. We need another 70-plus points. Who's going to give us those?
Bam's going to give you 15. Tyler's going to give you 15. I goof on Caleb Martin. Caleb, in these beginning playoff games, he's going to put up 18 tonight.
Yeah, he is.
Play in Caleb.
50. We need 20 more points to get to 110.
Yeah, I mean, they're coming. Jovic going to have 5 points. Highsmith will have 7 points.
110?
Like Tyler.
Duncan Robinson's going to have a dozen.
Just to get to 110, Jimmy drops 40. We need 70 more points just
Thomas
to get to
Bryant
110.
Bryant probably puts up 30.
What do we need to
– Good point, Hawk. Another thing.
Good point, Hawk. I'm telling you, what do we need to get to, Solana? 118, 120-something?
Like, bro, Heat score 120 points tonight. I mean, it might be a season high for points on the season.
You don't know what the totals are? The over-under for the game is 207.5.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
And Heat total points over-under is 100.5.
Yep. That sounds about right.
They might not get to 100.
Crowder, these games are very different than regular season games. I think you forget about that. The Heat didn't score 100 points in any NBA Finals game last season. Not that that's a good thing, except for the one game that they won. But, like, that's the style that the Heat play, especially in the postseason. Grind it out in the mud.
The Heat style. I was about to say, because I saw a lot of points being scored last night by the Pelicans and Lakers. And the Warriors and the boys.
They play no defense. Zero defense.
What else do you have in the headlines? Because we're actually going to end up having to wrap things up because preheat starts pretty soon. What else have we not covered?
The Marlins did lose today. They begin a 4-game series at Wrigley Field tomorrow. The Dolphins.
How long are you in L.A. for, Crowder? You got there last night.
Oh, don't remind me. I'm on the red eye.
Oh, you're leaving tonight?
I leave tonight at like 8:50. I get home at like 4:40 or something crazy.
You can stop at In-N-Out Burger?
No, I think I'm not.
Interesting.
We have an amazing steakhouse in the bottom of this restaurant.
The bottom of the hotel?
Hotel.
Yeah.
I'm staying in a restaurant. They got a restaurant under it.
What are you going to get?
Who are you, Zion Williamson? You're staying in a restaurant.
That's what Zion asked for.
What are you going to get, like a salmon to go?
Nah, I eat beef.
He's a meat and potatoes guy.
And this is on the pivot. A5 Wagyu.
Forget about it, yeah.
A5 Wagyu ribeye, 10 ounces.
All right, what else, Solon? Anything?
Yeah, the Dolphins did make a signing over the past hour. Cam Brown, he's a linebacker. But he's a former Giant. Apparently, he's like one of the best special teams players in the NFL. So that's a Dolphins note for everybody.
Cool.
I'm officially going to try the mac and cheese chickpea pasta today.
That's what you brought for your dinner tonight?
That's my dinner tonight right there.
What's Tommy Tighe going to say when you pull out the chickpea mac and cheese?
Yeah, I mean, he already thinks that I'm not a real man, I believe.
Right. He thinks you're a weirdo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Assessment.
So perhaps I'm just going to rip this label off and tell him it's normal mac and cheese.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Offer him some with a straight face.
You going to put some Crowder powder on it?
Tommy, you want a bite?
Anything else, Solana?
It's postseason, bro. You don't mess with Tommy during the postseason.
No, I wouldn't. I would not.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy, it's around 80 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the mid-70s. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
Believe it or not, that will end today's program because preheat starts in about 10 minutes with Alejandro Solana and Tommy Tighe. They'll get you ready. 7 p.m. tip-off tonight. Jason Jackson, Amy Audibert on the call here on 560 WQAM. The stakes are high tonight, Heat fans. Beat the Sixers, you get the Knicks in round one.
Let's go.
Lose tonight, you have a potential round one matchup with the Boston Celtics. So give it your best tonight, Jimmy, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
Duncan's available, by the way. That just came across the wire.
All right. Anything else? Anybody have anything else to add? Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Should I tell everybody about my friends at Hollywood Kia?
No, I'd like to get out of here first. And then, no, go ahead. I got to sit through this? No, go ahead. Right, I love Hollywood Kia.
They're South Florida's number one Kia dealer for not one, not two, not three, 5 years in a row now. And it's because Hollywood Kia is the only South Florida Kia dealership that does not charge you a dealer fee, which will help you save money. Their general manager, Steve Gutstein, truly appreciates and enjoys serving the multiple Hollywood Kia customers and their families who trust Hollywood Kia is going to do right by them, and they always do. So here's what you do. You go to Hollywood Kia. You ask for Mitchell. He's a friend of the show. He's a sales manager there, big Panthers fan, big Heat fan. Tell him Solana sent you. He's going to help you get the best deal. Whether you're searching for a new Forte, Soul, Sorento, maybe the Kia Sportage, or if you want to go fully electric, they have the EV9, unlike any vehicle you've ever driven. Hollywood Kia, they're going to do the deals that other dealers can't or simply won't do. Whether you're in Hollywood, Fort Lauderdale, or like me, down in Miami, if you're looking for the best customer service around, go to Hollywood Kia or check out HollywoodKia.com. You can search by year, model, price range, and more. Conveniently located in Hollywood on the corner of Pembroke Road and 441. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Back to you guys. I can't tell if
I think Hawk's frozen.
All right. This is just.
Well, let's wrap it up.
We have just petered out here at the very end. I've never been more hyped up for a Heat game. All right. Crowder, safe travels back to Miami or to Fort Lauderdale to Davie. Hopefully you don't see Drake at the airport because I have a feeling it'll end badly for you.
Ooh, for who? For who?
For everybody. For everybody. Huh? Crowder.
That ain't God's plan, Drake.
I like that. All right. I'm coming up next. I have a couple minutes here. And Hawk and Crowder will speak to everybody tomorrow.
You think Jeff Bezos will adopt me?
You need to need, 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 need.
That's all, folks.
You need to need.
Take care, brush your hair.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.